Continuing in the very beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, we're in Simen Ches, Si'if Beis. So Seir Atifaso, what's the order of actually wrapping oneself in a talis? Kederech b'nei Adam shemis kasim b'kesusam v'oiskim b'malachtam. We do it the way that people who wrap themselves with their, garments, their clothes, and then they do work. Sometimes it is covering the head, and sometimes the head is uncovered. And it's correct that one should cover his head with his talis. We'll explain why, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatin Gimel. Begili Rosh. Sometimes it's covered, sometimes the head is revealed. The Afal Gad Mevarchim Lehisatef. Even though the bracha we make is really to wrap ourselves in the talis, kisi haguf lechudei have ituf vehu ikar haituf. Covering the body is the main part of the wrapping. Ve'oivrei drachim, and those who travel, shemanichim hatalas kishehu mekupal meshushalim saviv tzavaram al kisbehem. They wear it like a scarf or something like that, wrapped around there over their shoulders. Ein yotzei choyves tzitzis bazeh. You're not yotzei with that. V'chai gavne l'chuli ama lav itufu. That's not called an atifa, wrapping around there. Mirat Hashem will send out on the chat some pictures, diagrams to help illustrate what that looks like. But you can imagine someone wearing it as a scarf or like a tie, more than actually wrapping around the body. Sifkat and Dalid, Betalis, that you should covering your head with it. V'kisuze machnia lev ha'odam. Beautiful idea that when we cover our head, that brings us to a place of humility. And also it increases our Yiras Shemayim. That's, avoids getting distracted, we're focused. V'ayim betaz, shedaita denochon, shelo yasir hakoiva hakotan sha'al. Rosho, base of tefila. One shouldn't take the hat off their head while they are davening. Af shehu mechase rosho betalis gamkin. Even though you're having your head covered as well. Kosva bach the tzarech shehe hatalis al rosho mitechilas hatefila ad sofa. And from the bach, some based upon this bach, some keep their head covered with their talis the entire davening. Others only cover their head for a davership kedusha, meaning they'll have their talis or on their shoulders, and then for something like a Kaddish, or for a Barchu, or for Kedusha, something that you need a minion for, then they will put the talus on the head for those. Others, again, keep the talus covered the whole time. Va'al koponim yamod kach me'utav lefachos kadei hiluch dalad amos. Still, when you do the atifa at the beginning, either you're not going to keep it that way the entire time, but you should pause and remain that way for the amount of time it would take to walk dalad amos. Kosu bekavonos harizal. It's brought down from the harizal. Haya mechase hatalas al hatzefillin shorosh. That he would have the talus going over the tefillin shorosh. Ein sof. Simin chavzayin da al koponim lo yechase legarm. You shouldn't totally cover it. B'shas atifa mechase rosha behatalis ad shegia ad piv. You cover it until it reaches your mouth. I mean, that's you drape the talis over your head, and then cover your eyes, then your nose down to your mouth. U'mashlich kol arba tzitzios letzad simol kadei hilich dalad amos. And you take all four tzitzios and you throw them over your left shoulder. You wait the amount of time to walk dalad amos. V'acher kach yasir atifa ad shashel rosh iye near kitzask. Now, then you undo it, and you just have it. So you know the talus is going on your shoulders normally. V'yamo kol achas mehatzitzis al makomo, and then each one of the should be in their place, meaning one in the front right, one on the left, one in the back right, one in the back left. Kideisa besif dalad. V'zeh ha'atifa shi'oytzim bo l'chuliyam. This satisfies all opinions that you did the atifa. V'lo chemoshenog in eza anoshim shemoshkin hatalus ad atzmon ad shemegia harosh lechatzi orach hatalus misatef bo. Not like those who only do it for the part that covers half of them. De bezehu eina nikra atifa. That's not a sufficient amount to actually be called being wrapping. Ein moi katan, chavtal damad aleph, mashmi begemore, shebocher lohaya mechasa rosha betalas afiluhu talmud chochem. The implication is that one should, bocher, meaning unmarried, in this case it's not an age thing, it's a question of not being married, should not wear a talis until he is married, even if he is a Talmud Chacham. And the simon is of a Talmud Chacham is that it's like a disrespect, it's almost like a design to go out without his head covered, without a talis. The minhag that's brought down as to why is because there's a smichus of parshios as to why those, in Ashkenazim at least, the Bachrim don't wear talesim, is because it says Gedil Tasalach and it has Kiikach Ish. So based on the smichus of parshios over there in Chumash Devarim, so therefore the tzitzis is connected to being married. Okay, but again, it certainly makes a lot of sense for a 13-year-old boy to yes wear tzitzis, so it's not necessarily the minhag, as we'll point out in a few minutes. Okay, Gimel. Talisos ketanim shalanu she'anu nohagim lilboish. Right, a talis katan we wear afapi she'ein behem ituf, even though we don't do an ituf on them, although some do, as we'll explain. Yotz behem yidei chovas tzitzis. Technically, that does count toward the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ve'tov laniach oso al rosho rochbo lemakomo lehisatef bo. It's good to yes to atifa with the talis katan. V'yavo kach me'utaf lefachos kedei hiluch dal ramos. You should again wait the amount of time to do walk down Amos, 7 feet, 3 inches. Va'acher kach yimshechenu me'al rosho v'al bishenu. And then you pull it down from off your head, over your head, and then you wear it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, hey, talisos ketanim. V'hu sheyesh behem shir hakatan ben tes shonim, yischasebo rosho v'rubo. This would be the size of a beged that could cover the majority of the body and the head of a 9-year-old. The gadol ben yud gimel shanim al koponim lo yiz bayesh letzesbo ba'akroi berachov. It's not so small that a person would be embarrassed to walk outside wearing such a beged. Lekama mesivin tazayin ayin sham b'mishnah berurah. Sivkatan vav yotzin bahem deha idna nowadays. Kol kesus shelanu derech kisuhem. All the clothes and wear is to cover us. Ve'ituf lo remiza b'araisa. This is not necessarily hinted at in the Torah. Me'utaf, sifkatan zayin. You should do a tif with the talis cotton. Kedei letzeis nami dasa sovrim de be'inyan davka ituf. Because it would satisfy the opinion that you have to do ituf with your tzitzis. Ve'nir de noagin shelo levarech klal al hatalis cotton. Rak poitrin oiso b'birchas hatalis gadol. We don't make a bracha on the talis katan, because we have in mind when making the bracha, so we'll get to in a few minutes, when we have in mind to make that bracha, that should cover the talis katan as well. So therefore, one does not have to do a tifa with the talis katan. Ein mogen avram bir hagra. Okay, then sivkatan ches, v'acher kach, the ikar hakapeda be'es levisha. That the main thing is that we're doing is the wearing of it. That's why after you do the tifa, then you pull it down on your body. Sif Dalid Hamachazir Shte Tzitzios Lefona Vushtaim Achrav. You should have 2 tzitzis always in front and 2 behind. Kadeshihe Mesuva B'mitzos. You should always be surrounded with mitzvos, like David HaMelech talks about in the Gemara Menachos. Sif Katan Tes, says the Mishnah Berurah Tzitzios. No gula sois atara mechasichas meshi lesimin sheosin titzia shelefonav yu leolam lefonav. So some put a atara on the top of it so that you shouldn't mix it up. And the titzis that you have in the front should always remain the titzis in the front. However, it's not a good idea to write anything on this, like a bracha or a psukim, because that would change the status of the titzis, if having psukim on it. So the poskim are actually frown upon that. Again, it's fine, but there's certain kapedas that ones have not to have any psukim written on there. Continuing on inside, Moshe Omer Chazal, Keresh Shezocha B'tzafon, Hayla Oilam B'tzafon. So by the Kroshim, these are the beams, the wooden boards that were used in building the Mishkan, so they were never changed in the place, because if there's in the Tzafon, it had a high level of Kedusha, so you want to downgrade it and put it into a farther away. Again, so therefore the similar idea carries over to tzitzis. That the tzitzis are in front, close to the head, should always be there, not to mix around. Other poskim are not so machpid on this account. Great, continue inside. Kisvi Arizal, Kosu Shelo Hayahari Nizal Machpid Alze. So the Arizal was not concerned about this, but some explain that is why there is a minug to make an atara on talus, again, to keep them in the correct places, not to be switching them up every time you put on your talus. Hey, Mevarich Lehis Atef Bit Tzitzis. Okay, to enwrap oneselves in there's a shva underneath the bays. Im shnaim o shloshim is atfim betalis ka'achas. If everybody, 2 or 3 people, are putting on the talis at the same time, kulam mevarchim. Everybody makes the bracha for themselves. Ve'im ratzu, if they want, ech mevarch, one can make the bracha, v'achrehim ya'anu amen. And then, well, they could answer amen through the mechanism of shomei ka'on, and that would count for them. But by shechianu,
really, each one, again, when a person puts on talis for the first time, so let's say three people putting on talis and not making shechianu, each one should make a shechianu for themselves. In that case, that would be a difference. Okay, up to sifkat and yud. Betzitzis, b'shva tachas habeiz. Again, others do not have that minhag. He brings in the deer shoe, it's the batzitzis, right, with a patach. Yud aleph, betalis. Bitas, v'hu hadin b'tefillin v'chol birchas hamitzos, right? That's the bracha the one makes with the bi ke'achas. This is going to that of many people, two or three people doing the same time. Pirush kol echad misatef b'talis miyuchad. Each one's using their own talis. Ela shebepam achas nasu kol hatifos. They're all doing it at the same time. Lafuki la'achar k'dei dibur. They're doing it later on. That there's a pause between them. Right, to be birchos or to have a hefse, because that would be an interruption if they're waiting. V'tzarech kol echad levarech laatzmo ayin lekam and simin reishvav siif gimel. So over there, it's explained from the Mogen Avram brings the Echronim that's lechatchila, but b'di'eved ein tzarech lachzor levarech. You don't have to make another bracha. V'chein hevi es devrehim lahalan. Okay. Continues now with Yud Gimel, Im Rotsu, if they all wanted to. It sounds like this is optional. Miloshin ze mashmid yoyser tov shechulim yivarchu. Sounds like the better practice that each person should make their own bracha. Uve emes really adraba. No, that's not a good diach. That's the opposite. Lechatchila yoyter tov sheechad yivarch v'yotzias achirim. The best practice is that really one person should make the bracha because mishum rav am hadras melech. Because this principle that we want multiple people. We want a lot of people being yotze with one person. That's like considered more of a glory to the king. That's not really the minhag of what we do. Because maybe not everybody's going to have the proper kavanas to be moitzi, so you have to have the one who is making the bracha to have kavana to be moitzi them, and those who are listening to have mind to be yotze through that bracha. I am a shar tshuva. Look at Yud Dalad. Echad mevarech. One of them makes the bracha. Right. Everyone's going to answer amen. Umotzi and es acherim afila him bekim. Even if they know how to make the bracha themselves, one person would do it. They're all, again, it's a simultaneous. They're all putting it on. Just one person's going to make the bracha. Ubilvad she is chavin hashemeya letzeis umashmiel lahotzi. Again, the rule is that the one who's making the bracha has to have them in mind. The one who's listening to the bracha has to be in mind to be yotzei through that. V'yot mizeh. Even if the one who's making the bracha, the mevarich, is already been yotze, or he's not doing atifa right now, he can still be motzi others with his bracha. Because the concept of arvus, that each person has a responsibility towards others. So as Rav Soloveitchik used to remark, that if someone in the world has not made Kiddush on Friday night, it's ki'i like I haven't made Kiddush on Friday night. So that's why I can go ahead and say the Kiddush on their behalf as well, because their chisorn is like a chisorn in me as well. In addition, they point out, what's the chiddush of this din? So the Kriyas Prima Godam, Sha'af alpi she'ein chiv lilbosh beged shel arba kanfos, even though there's no real chiv to put on a four-cornered garment, im kein hayamachem loimers, and you could say, she'ein bracha zu el kibirchas nehenin, she'ein zba arvus, right? Because you think this is not really a myth I have to do, this is like a birchas nehenin. And there's no din of arvus, it brings from Gor and Rosh Hashanah, the birchas nehenin ein a chova al ha'adam, mishum delo, is ane. Okay, I'm going to make the bracha. V'im kein ha'imakom lomis. You could say sh'ach mevirchas tzitzis. Same thing over here. Lo yuchal mi she'ein mechuyav lehotzias a mechuyav. So kamash malam, the chiddush is that he could sh'ach betzitzis yesh din arvus. The chiddush is of this Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that we do say a concept of arvus when it comes to the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. V'yachal mi she'ein mechuyav lehotzias a mechuyav af al pi shekavar yotza. So he could be fulfilling with that. Okay, continuing now back in the Mishnah Berurah. Four lines from the bottom. Ach b'zeh yesh omrim de'ena moitzi. Some say you're not moitzi with this. Eladav kemi she'ena baki. You're only really allowed to make the bracha for somebody who couldn't do it on themselves. Cause of prima godim, im kama anoshim kanu talisim chadoshim. Everyone got a brand new talis. V'also behem tzitzis v'lo baruch ha'shechianu. They haven't yet made shechianu. De'mevarchin be'ituf roshan. They're going to make a shechion on the first time they're putting it on. Kimur l'simin chav beiz nehi de'echad yochel levarich v'hisatev b'shul kulam. Right, as we said, one person can make the hisatev for everybody. Aval birkas l'shechionu kol echad l'atzmo yivarich. Each person should make their own shechionu. Last Mishnah Berurah for today in Tezvav Yanu Amen. Af de belav hach itzorach la'anos amen achar kol bracha. Besides, you have to make answer amen to everyone's bracha. Mikom akam nevertheless. Bezu sheroitzel itzeis bo hachiv yoser shemora bezeh bepoel. He's showing I want to be yotzei with this. Shehu mischaving itzeis bo them. I want to be yotzei through this. Miubediavet afil lo ana amen yotza. Technically speaking, if you didn't say amen, he is yotzei. Kilakam simin reishud gimel seif beiz. Okay, Emir Tashem, we'll pick it up next time with Seif Vav.